me tell you the story of a young Thai woman migrant. She was an economic young child migrant who grew up in factories far away from home. She did not have the chance to be educated due to the economic issues in the undeveloped country she is from. Through this story, we can relate that social network is a major tool for labor migration, and individuals are not directed by rational choice because they are impacted by many other agents. She was born in 1972 in Kalasin, in the northeast of Thailand. She has 9 sisters and 2 brothers. She is the 6th of the family. To situate the context, her village, Kawong, is very tiny and most of the villagers are farmers. At that time, there was no electricity, and to get water, you had to go to groundwater source. For in her this family, village, so there was from 11 to 13, she went there from 7 to 11 in the paddy field. To be then, able to continue her 13, education, she decided to leave too the much village and work in the capital, Bangkok. The social capital and the economic situation of her family had a lot of impact on her future. Arrived in Bangkok, she found a job as an au pair. She was 13 and she had to get up at 4 a.m. to clean clothes by hand. Between 6 and 7 a.m., the wife and her husband left the house to go to work. Then she had to take care of the 3-month newborn. She was the house cleaner, the cooker, and the babysitter. And she was 13. She slept front of the toilet under a bed, ate just enough to stay alive. It was a very difficult time. She was a young child, 1,000 kilometers far away from home, alone, and she felt very lonely. She cried a lot because she missed her family so much. She told me also that she lost her nails because she had to clean with her hand without any protection and care. It lasted 4 years. Then she quit it. She was exhausted every day because of all the work. Being an au pair is a full-time job, 24 hours, 7 days a week. The family decided to leave to Hong Kong, so it was the perfect time to quit. She really needed to find a job, so around her 16 or 17, she was looking around to find a job. At the time, industries in Thailand posted giant announcement signs to hire workers. She applied to the plastic factory and was hired in. She was an economic migrant, and in this kind of situation, you don't choose the job you apply to. You will accept any kind of job to have money, even if working conditions are the worst, because you need to support yourself. She was working 7 days a week, more than 16 hours a day. They did not have break or day off. The factory was most of the time covered by big black tarps to hide that they work on Sundays and even on holiday. She did not have the opportunity to return home during the new year on the 14th and 15th of April, which is a big celebration in Thailand. She lived in the factory. She slept there with all her colleagues. They slept upstairs the factory, but it was very, very hot, because during the working hours to melt the plastic, all machines heated up to 250 degrees. They were all sweating every night. Some of them slept naked because of the heat. Once the boss was not there, so they all went to his office to use fans, but he caught them. He was very angry. He screamed at them that they were egoists and that using fans all the day will heat the room for him tomorrow. When they didn't have much work, they could ask permission to the boss to watch TV. Without permission, they could not. The boss was Chinese, and at this time, he paid his worker 500 baht a month, which is around 13 euros per month. She earned just enough money to survive. It was not possible to send money back home to support her family. She could barely afford 1 meal per day. By word of mouth, she was seeking to find a better paid job. Then she heard about a textile factory where the wage was around 80 baht per day. But to be eligible to apply, you had to have completed at least 6 years of primary school. Since she has only succeeded until 4th primary grade, she asked her cousin for her identity card so she could apply for the job. She was hired there, and she was able to send money back home to her mom for her saving and to heat. She could not afford a pair of sneakers or buy new clothes. She only wore flip-flops. Sometimes she had to run fast in the factory, so she took off her flip-flop to be able to run faster and not slip. Most of the time, she was barefoot. At this period, mobile did not exist, so she kept contact with her family by sending letters, and that is also how she sent money back home, by the post, because it was not possible to do it through the bank. To earn more money at the factory, she was sometimes pointing for her colleagues with the card when they did not want to get back to work or when they stayed more day at their village. In exchange for her service, they gave her half of their daily salary to her. At this period, she had a boyfriend, but his mother did not want him to marry her because she was too poor. That is the main reason why they broke up. She worked in many different factories, did many different jobs, because she was always seeking for the best paid job. Thanks to acquaintances, through mouth word, etc., she was able to often change jobs and look to the most suitable one. She looked at the advertisement in front of the factories and asked if she could work and sleep at the factories because she did not have any other place to stay. Most manufacturing jobs provided her with housing. She slept with co-workers with whom she became friends. When the industry was closed on weekends, she would frequently return to France town. One day, she heard about a job in Phuket. She took the train to go there and met a clothes seller. She spoke with her about the business because they were very rich and she was interested to earn more money. This couple was very rich according to her because they had air conditioner and a lot of dogs. She accepted the job and she could sleep next to the dog to have fun during nighttime. Later in Phuket, she met her friend Napat in a big flat where many factory workers slept. The older and the one who earned the most money were able to sleep on the bed. It was not the case for her. She was the youngest and the poorest. She slept next to sewer, and even one night, a centipede attacked her. After that night, Napat proposed her to rent a flat together. Besides, there were not enough space in this room for all of them. She did not have money, so she slept with her friend and eat with her. Being able to pay for the rent, she had to find also a job, so Napat submitted the idea to work with her at the restaurant, which she accepted. She had to wear a uniform, but she didn't fit because she was too fat according to the owner, so she asked her to lose kilos. At this period, she weighed 55 kilos. She decided to go to the doctor to help her losing some kilos. He gave her some pills. She lost 6 kilos, but she stopped because she gained back 2 kilos. This is also in this restaurant, few months later, that she met the love of her life.